Now, if someone's not going away from you, they're coming
to you, coming to you,
or toward,
towards you.
Towards you, okay. If you met somebody you hadn't seen in some time, you might say, "This morning I just sort of ran."
I don't know just what you mean by that.
You know, you hadn't seen somebody in quite a while.
Well, I'm glad to see you. I haven't saw you in a long time. Something like that.
What I meant was, if you were telling, you know, you're talking to your husband, you say, "Well, this morning in town I ran."
That is some so-and-so that I haven't seen in a long time.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Now, that kind of animal that barks, that's a...
dog.
What would you call a kind of a mixed breed of dog? A dog that...
Curs.
Curs. Mm-hmm. They weren't any good?
Yeah, they weren't nothing special. Curs are just mixed breeds.
Can you tell me anything about dogs or some of the problems y'all might have with them around here?
Well, we never did have dogs much. My dad didn't like dogs, and I wasn't raised with dogs much of the time. Once in a while, I wanted to come take up and stay a while, but we didn't keep them very long.
Uh-huh.
And so after we was married, we still didn't care for dogs, either one of us, my husband and me. But when my oldest son got old enough to hunt, he liked to have his dogs to hunt, so we let him have hunting dogs.
I see.
Hounds.
Hounds?
Yeah.
Do you ever call a dog a feist or a...
Yeah, there's a kind of dog that's feist.
What are those?
Well, they're just feist. They're just a little, I don't know, whether they're mixed breeds or not, they just call them feist. Just little dogs.
Did you know the name of those type dogs? What kind of?
That's all the name I know for feist. But there's different kinds of little dogs.
Okay.
But that's just feist. I don't know what it's about then.
Now, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or another person, you'd say to it,
"Sick him."
Sick him?
Sick him.
Okay. What about, did you ever get bit, or did you ever get dog bit?
I never was dog bit, no.
Never were?
I've been snake bit, though.
You were?
Yeah.
You were snake bit?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me about that. I want to hear the whole story.
Well, I was at home. We got us a new lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
His push mower. Before then, got the getting riding mower. That was a push mower. It didn't even run by gas. We pushed it. And so I just hung off my shoes. The yard was shady. We had plenty of shades in the yard. And I was mowing. I pushed it, pushed more around that way and take a square that I had to go around with the square. And I got up close by about 4 feet across, but I didn't go around. I just pushed up that way and stepped back. And I stepped back right on a snake, right by it, I don't know which. And he grabbed me on the side of the toe. And I slung my foot and slung him off. And that's the only time I saw him. He was a little spotted snake. I thought it was a ground rattler, but it was rather large for a ground rattler. And I was back up on the porch and got that wash pan coal oil. I had a can of coal oil, a big can of coal oil, a 5 gallon can sitting on the porch, and I just put out some of that coal oil and stuck my foot in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept calling. My husband was in the house winding the clock, and when he got through and came out, well, I told him I was snake bit. Well, I scared him to death. He had a stroke, and he couldn't hardly get around. He just drug his foot around.